You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Whichever way you look at it, these are disturbing numbers. South Africa's unemployment rate is projected to rise to 33.5% this year and worsen to nearly 34% in 2025. That's according to the International Monetary Fund. What does it mean? Well, 7.9 million people without jobs. That is almost one in every two South Africans younger than the age of 35 unemployed. More now from Mamokgethi Molopiani, who is a Labour analyst who joins us now on the program. And first of all, welcome to you. Thank you. What specific factors then are contributing to this projected increase?
Thanks for having me. The key contributory factors are job losses that we are seeing occurring in and that had occurred in the previous quarter towards the end of last year, and even now in the agricultural sector, we've seen farms are cutting jobs and also in mining sector. But overall, it is a challenge, an embedded structural challenge that South Africa has, simply its inability to reduce unemployment and its inability to create long-lasting jobs for many of the people that are unemployed, particularly young people who are unemployed.
Is it creating the jobs itself or creating a more enabling environment in order for jobs to be created?
It's the latter. The regulatory framework and law and political really activities that are going to make South Africa economy be able to have sectors that are creating jobs. In other words, the government has to facilitate an environment that enables job creation quicker, but also that enables, as we have seen in countries with similar economy, that enables the ability of people to move in and out of the labor market with relative ease. Now, we know in South Africa that is one of the bottlenecks and the challenges is because of our very strict labor laws. And so it has become difficult for the private sector to create jobs because they know that they are bounded by very rigid, in a way, inflexible labor laws that are going to bind them for a long period of time, such as, for example, the very much strict rules when it comes to casualization and casual work. So that's one of the challenges that we are seeing, that there is no room for movement to navigate for private sector. The environment within the country, pair politics, has not been one that really draws out private sector to invest and create jobs.
So is there any way of fixing or recalibrating that regulatory framework without getting into a complete confrontation with the unions?
Almost impossible. It's almost impossible considering the strong upper hand that politics has over reconfiguring and redesigning our labor laws and overall creating an environment. I use the word almost impossible because of the dynamics that the politics of organized labor trade unions interact and play around within the politics of the country. And we've seen it with the tripartite alliance, with a federation that is aligned to political party, that is going to be quite difficult to undo. And it comes because South Africa, as we know through our history, labor worker struggles have always accompanied societal struggles in the fight against apartheid. So it's going to be difficult to change that. However, we have seen in the past 8 years, the declining and in influence of organized labor. We have also seen how the assumption that they had made of being an insider who can influence political direction and political policy from within and government policy from within, we have seen how that has not worked in their favor. We have also seen the fragmentation of organized labor itself. Very deeply, we have seen more unions are coming up, more federations are coming up, intra-union fights and even inter-federation fights that has completely taken them away from the core function that they often were created for. And to in a phrase that is often used by a former unionist, Gwede Mantashe, who says they are too preoccupied with politics and have forgotten issues that made them unions, and hence the fragmentation, hence no power really at the moment.
Perhaps the biggest concern here is the under 35 cohort. And as I mentioned earlier, one in every two South Africans within that group is unemployed. And the tragedy here is that that particular demographic is, or should be at least, the potential economic engine driving this country forward. And that just seems to be spinning.
Yes, that cohort number is quite frightening, Jeremy. It now sits at almost 61%, 62. That's double the national average. And also, we have seen that towards the end of the year, the figures from Statistics South Africa, Quarterly Labour Force Survey, we have seen that number has gradually increased as more people were losing jobs. And we anticipate that certain industries are going to continue to shed jobs, as I had said, mining, as we have seen over the past 5 months, has been restructuring its operation, and we know that it feeds into other sectors. So you can expect that number of youth unemployment to continue to grow. But perhaps alarming within that cohort also is that they form part of the larger part of, in South Africa, we only have about 16, almost 16.8 million people working out of a population of what, 69 million? The numbers are quite frightening. And that we have within the people who are working, government employees between 25 to 30%. So if you take government employment, you are seeing that we are sitting on a tectonic plate, as it were, that can go off any moment, because not only to augment the high unemployment is government being the biggest employer, but we're having more young people being unable to get into even the public sector, into government, because many of the people of retirement age are not leaving simply because they cannot afford to. And then that prolongs their stay in employment, and that prolongs the youth an inability to access and get into the labor market.
And just finally, then, the potential long-term impact of continued high unemployment is going to have a worsening effect on the socio-economic fabric of this country, and that means greater inequality levels and more poverty.
Yes, indeed, it's going to. And we must always remember that as the numbers are coming from Stats SAs, the figures are coming from all over, even in the United Nations report, ILO. We are seeing that South Africa is also characterized by a high unemployment that is gendered. In other words, more women are likely, more African women are likely to stay unemployed for long, and therefore you are beginning to see a trend within different generations of intergenerational unemployment, intergenerational poverty, as in some a woman couldn't find a job and she has a child that their daughter equally doesn't is unable to find a job, and so on and so on. That entrenches poverty, but also that means the mobility within the economy, the ability for people to move and look for jobs is limited, because they do not have the resources necessary, for example, to move from rural areas into urban areas where there might be employment opportunities. Even in urban areas, we have seen poverty has become much more, because employment opportunities are limited in urban areas. And as more people come into urban areas, that exacerbates the issue. So yes, you're going to see long-term unemployment persist. You're going to see intergenerational unemployment. You're going to see that is accompanied by intergenerational poverty. And we're going to be a country that is defined by many people who were youths who were unemployed and eventually became adults that are unemployed. And therefore, it is going to be a significant defining marker of different generations within a particular period.
Well, that is a very bleak picture that you paint, but nonetheless, thank you very much indeed for the analysis. That is Labour writer, commentator, and analyst Mamohetsi Molopoiani.